Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having our good friend Charles W. Cadillac back on the show. Chuck is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. He is the founder of and chief and CEO of Community of Liberty, which is an organization that he started that I'm really proud of because it's focused on the principles of our nation, the founding of our nation. He's also a columnist. Many of you see his byline on Forbes.com or Real Clear Politics, Real Clear Markets, I should say, .com. He's our good friend, Chuck Cadillac. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. It's really great to be back on.
Always a pleasure to have you here. Chuck, we had a little event last night. The president got up, went to the House of Representatives and gave his State of the Union speech. What did you think?
And he spoke for more than an hour. Besides being a little long, actually, I thought that there were some critically important things in the president's speech. And the most important, I want to read you this single quote. He said, "Now, most of us agree that a plan to reduce the deficit must be part of our agenda. Let's be clear. Deficit reduction alone is not an economic plan. A growing economy that creates good middle-class jobs, that must be the North Star that guides our efforts."
From his mouth to God's ears, right?
But with that sentence, I believe there's potential that he's changed the political trajectory of the next 4 years because he's made the debate over economic growth central. Now, we can talk about all the things that he proposed that won't produce economic growth, but he actually proposed several things that would produce economic growth, and I believe the Republicans can work them on to accomplish.
But and you know what? I agree with you. Had I not ever heard any of his State of the Union speeches before, I would have been, had that been the very first one he gave, I would have been a little bit excited because it would have kind of sounded like the first one that I ever heard Bill Clinton give. Back in like 93. But I'll tell you something, Chuck. What this president says about economic growth is just lip service because he doesn't know how to grow the economy.
That's right. But here's the positive. I'm more than happy to discuss what I don't like about the speech. But first, we should focus on what there's there that can be built on.
Right.
Look, he's called the Republicans away from the austerity wing of their party, which was a dead end. He's absolutely right. You cannot balance the budget simply by raising taxes and cutting spending. It's true.
You've got to grow the economy. But
right, and so let's have that debate. That's where the central debate needs to be. Now, look, three things that he proposed that can actually produce economic growth. One is corporate tax reform. He actually asked for lower corporate tax rates in exchange for getting out some corporate loopholes. On the personal side, he just asked for hundreds of billions of dollars of a tax increase. But on the corporate side, I think there's a chance we could get a corporate tax reform done. Second is free trade. He talked about a massive new free trade initiative with both Europe and the Pacific Basin. And three, comprehensive immigration reform. I'm one of those who believe that comprehensive immigration reform is a pro-growth item if done properly.
And I agree with you that those words coming out of his mouth are good words, and I like them, and I hate to be a negative Nelly here, but what I know is that this president doesn't do those things. He doesn't know how to do those things, and all the times that he talked about working with people, reaching across the aisle, why would he change now after over 4 years of not doing that?
Oh, he's not. No, but look, the rest of the speech was a very partisan agenda. The answer to growth is government. I mean, government is the solution.
That's right.
He thinks the
economy needs to grow because the government does it.
That's right. He wants to take, literally he proposed, although he didn't emphasize this, taking hundreds of billions of dollars through tax reform from the most successful people in the private sector,
right,
and giving it to the most successful people in the political sector.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So he wants to take money from small businessmen and women and
right.
other successful people who know how to create jobs, who actually are fiduciaries because they're money. And he wants to take all those resources away from those people, and he wants to hand it to bureaucrats.
And people
he thinks are smart.
That's right.
But know nothing about creating jobs.
And that's his idea about growing the economy. He does not understand that the only people who can grow the economy are people in my audience. And
the ones who
do it every day, year after year after year. And so, his words are great. His actions tell what he actually will do. And I think that whatever he said last night that sounded positive, I hate to say it, but I'm not going to be naive. It's not going to be positive when it hits the road over the next 4 years. Quick break, 20 till. Right back with Chuck Cadley.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.